Good morning. Welcome to episode 2 of, I guess, AMA Sunday Coffee Edition, taking suggestions for what exactly the name of this thing should be. I don't know. It's going to be a regular thing. I really, really enjoy listening to podcasts, and the more that I thought about it, the more I thought maybe I should do one about my general observations. Like I said, I do listen to a lot of podcasts. I guess, can I plug them here? Why not? Because it's my show. The ones that I subscribe to that I really enjoy the most out of all of them, because I do subscribe to quite a few, I love listening to Comedy Bang Bang with Scott Aukerman. It's my absolute favorite podcast. He is so funny, and I'm sure he doesn't have to record outdoors like I do, as you can hear nature and all of those gross things outside. A new one that I really love is the Andy Richter podcast, Three Questions, and I love the premise behind it. You know, who are you, where have you been, and where are you going? And those are the three questions that he asks, and it lasts for an hour, and it's really great. All of them have really catchy theme songs, and so I think I'm going to toy around with that within the next few episodes or so, and see how we can kind of make this our own. So, hi, welcome to the ladies Sunday brunch, maybe? Oh, Sunday brunch. It's too early for brunch. It's 7 a.m. here, Central Time, GMT minus 5. Brunch would be beautiful, and I'd rather be sipping a mimosa than my chalky drink, of course. So there's a jumping off point. Let's talk about this chalky drink. Years and years ago, I had jumped on this bandwagon. It was called ketosis, and it's where you eat incredibly low carb, high fat, medium protein. And I had lost about 60 pounds, and as I previously said, I'm not really a stick and bones kind of girl, which was great. And I had health issues, I had all kinds of problems, and so once I had done that and I lost the weight, something in my body restarted, and I ended up pregnant without trying. And so I had another baby, and after I had that baby, I didn't gain much from what I'd lost, but I'd still gained some and kind of lost the will to do anything again. So here I am a year and a half later, and I'm back on it. I've already lost about 10 pounds-ish. And if you want more, I'm not a doctor. If you have any health questions, you should consult your doctor about this. My doctor heavily endorses this eating plan, lifestyle change for me because of my health issues. And there's the damn mosquitoes. It is too early for damn mosquitoes. She highly endorses it for me because of my health issues, my previous health issues. So we're back on it. But if you have any questions, consult your doctor. If you would like to do research, you should join the lovely, amazing, supportive people over at r/keto. That's K-E-T-O. They are so kind over there. They are so welcoming. And you will learn a lot. I even learned a lot. I went in there knowing things, and I learned quite a bit more. So that's where we're at as far as my lovely chalky drink. And anybody have any suggestions on how to get rid of mosquitoes on freshly showered skin? Because this is ridiculous. Okay, so where are we at now? So that was that. That's kind of what has been this week. Focusing on that. Focusing on getting enough sleep. I've had a hell of a time getting a lot of sleep lately. I have had a lot of coursework to do. I'm returning to school. Some of you may know this, some of you may not. I'm returning to school to get my bachelor's. I'm 34. And it's because I'm mixing it with going to work full time, because I do work full time and I work a normal 8-to-5 job, mixing that with school, 5 full time classes, and then mixing it with having a family, it's very hard. I'm burned out already. I'm having that mid-year slump, like that mid-semester slump already. I'm tired. I don't want to do anything. I just want to like lay on the couch, watch TV, play Xbox, and go to bed. But unfortunately, that's not the case that I'm able to do. I'm not able to enjoy my leisure activities anymore. It's basically work, home, homework, children, little league games, home, sleep, you know, just, and you can add in a few things here and there, and that's kind of where we're at. I haven't been able to make any GWA audios lately because I have three dogs, and my three dogs have just been off the deep end this week. I don't know what is going on with them. They're currently just frolicking in the grass, so they're okay right now, but ugh, they are just noisy as hell. And because my anxiety and my stress is so high with everything else, it just, every little thing will just make me irritated. So the dogs are out. I'm like, I can't even get into my sexy brain. So getting into your sexy brain. I did have a question because I've been posting, ask me anything, you know, questions for Sunday. And I have had one question, and you can honestly just feel free, just ask any question anytime. I don't mind. I'm an open book. I'll tell you anything. Do I have a favorite child? I have three children, and on any given day, I hate them all equally. I'm just kidding. I don't hate my kids. I don't like them sometimes, but I can't really say that I have a favorite because I have a sister, and I know what it's like to have a favorite. Like, my sister's the favorite, not me. But there are times when one of them will annoy me more than the other, so I'm like, hey, you're a little bit lower on the ranking of the kid that I like right now. But I don't dislike any of them. I don't hate them, I guess, usually. That's horrible. But if you are asking if your parents hate you, they probably don't. I mean, if your parents hated you, why did they bring you into this world? That's I don't know. I don't understand parents who hate their children. I just get mildly annoyed at mine, especially when they don't listen. That's all I ask. Just listen to me and do what I ask you to do. And that's it. Easy enough, right? And so since that was the only question that I got, I found some different podcasting questions. And since this, right now, this is a get to know me kind of thing, I thought I'd answer a few of these. They're not the sexy questions. I'm so sorry that all of my GWA people, like, why are you following me? I'm just a hot mess. But what's something that people seem to misunderstand about me is that I have a huge heart. And when I say that, it's not like physically huge, but I fall very easily and I can be very intense. And I get hurt very easily. So why, lady, did you decide that you wanted to do this kind of situation? Why did you want to be a girlfriend experience kind of poster? That, my dear, is because people should be able to have that experience. They should be able to feel safe with someone else. They should be able to know what they're getting into. They should be able to feel confident enough in themselves that they could break off a relationship and not have it go on and on and on. And if breaking that off with me makes them feel better and it makes them feel confident enough that they could do it to someone, I'm gonna use the phrase real life, but I hope you understand what I mean. Not in real life, but face to face, because I'm real life, I'm a real person. But if they're able to do this face to face with someone else, that's all that I need. I want to build your confidence. I want to help you help yourself become a better person. I want you to be loved. And, you know, sometimes you need practice at that. Everybody needs practice at being loved. What is the most important thing that I've learned in my life? Trust. 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 I hold my trust so close to my chest that I rarely ever give it out anymore, because I've had so many people burn me in the past source of one of my, we call it in my house, the big trauma. I see a therapist for my big trauma. I fell into, this is not the big trauma, but I, for example, I fell into a horribly abusive relationship with a man that I thought I could have married. It was good at first, as it always is, and then it did turn abusive, and I trusted him, and I shouldn't have, and the warning signs were there, and I ignored them, and I couldn't even trust myself. So, coming to see that I should be able to trust myself to get out of it, I should be able to trust others to treat me the way that I want to be treated, I guess I just hold that close to my chest. I don't know if that makes sense or not. So to keep this short and sweet, let's go ahead and wrap it up for today, for this Sunday, September 29th. If you have any burning questions, I would get that checked out by a doctor. That's really cheesy, but if you do have any questions, you can drop me a line on Reddit. It's u-ladyapollo3583. You can send me a DM there. You can email me at ladyapollo3583@gmail.com. And hopefully this will take off. Hopefully I'll have time to make some more saucy GWA audios this week, but it depends on how much my dogs annoy me. So I hope you have a wonderful week. And I hope you make good choices, and I hope you know that even no matter how far away we are, I love you, and you mean very, very, very much to me.